This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. South Africa suspended its vaccination campaign against COVID-19 Sunday after a new study revealed that the AstraZeneca vaccine is less effective against a variant of the virus that has been found in South Africa. The study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, concluded that the British vaccine offered only limited protection against moderate forms of the disease caused by the South African variant. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus. It had planned to begin inoculating its population with 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the coming days. But the study found that the vaccine was only 22% effective in moderate cases of the variant. The study did not explore the vaccine's effect against severe cases. The variant has been found in at least 32 other countries, including the United States. AstraZeneca said Sunday it's developing another vaccine that would be more effective against the South African variant. It's expected to come out later this year. Ecuadorian presidential candidate Andres Arauz claimed victory in Sunday's election, although if official results were not due for several more hours and exit polls suggest he could still face a runoff. If there is a runoff, Arauz is likely to face off with his main rival, banker Guillermo Lasso. Expected to come in third is lawyer and indigenous activist Yaku Perez, who ran on an anti-mining platform. An exit poll by local pollster Clima Social showed Arauz with 36.2% of the vote, compared with 21.7% for Lasso and 16.7% for Perez. To win a single round, Arauz needs more than 50% of the valid votes. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Haitian authorities on Sunday arrested at least 23 people, including a Supreme Court judge, for their role in an alleged plot to oust President Jovenel Moïse. The arrests come after leading opposition figures this week announced a plan to replace Moïse with a new head of state, accusing the president of being authoritarian and presiding over economic chaos in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Earlier on Sunday, anti-government demonstrators in the capital clashed with police, who responded with tear gas. There were also street protests against Moïse in some other towns. The dispute over when the president's term ends stems from Moïse's original election. He was voted into office in a poll later canceled on grounds of fraud. He was then elected again a year later in 2016. Voting to elect deputies, senators, mayors, and local officials should have been held in 2018, but the election was delayed, triggering a power vacuum in which Moïse says he is entitled to stay for another year. The United States on Friday accepted the president's claim to power, with State Department spokesman Ned Price saying Washington has urged free and fair legislative elections so the parliament may resume its rightful role. The European Union's top diplomat on Sunday said Russia is rejecting constructive dialogue with the EU and that Europe must draw the consequences, including the possibility of new sanctions. In a blog post, Josep Borrell said the shock expulsion of three EU diplomats during his two-day visit to Moscow showed that Russia did not want to seize the opportunity to have a more constructive dialogue with the EU. Borrell's trip, which ended on Saturday, had been a controversial journey that divided the EU's member states among those who want dialogue with the Kremlin and those who want the EU to take a harder line. Borrell's trip to Russia took a negative turn when Moscow expelled the diplomats from Poland, Germany, and Sweden just hours after he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss ties. The Biden administration said Saturday it was immediately suspending Trump-era asylum agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, part of a bid to undo his Republican predecessor's hardline immigration policies. The so-called Safe Third Country Agreement, signed in 2019, forced asylum seekers from the region to first seek refuge elsewhere before applying in the United States. Saturday's move came after Mr. Biden unveiled a host of measures last week aimed at revamping the U.S. immigration system. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.